Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knighton. Each week, I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. It's the first round of playoffs week, J5V, and I got a question for you. What's the difference between the Carolina Panthers and a dollar bill?
That's a great question, Gino. What is the difference?
You can still get four quarters out of a dollar. Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Knights losers.
T.L. Hanna versus Dorman.
Dave Gutschall is 6-1 versus T.L. Hanna in his career at Dorman. Jason Tone Sting gets the point of Dave Gutschall's feather cap swashbuckler swords in a close one. Friday, Knights loser, the T.L. Hanna Yellow Jackets. Sorry, radio.
Kane V versus Ashley Ridge.
Russell Zier's hooded royal snakes put the bite on Shane Fiedler's forest dogs in the pit east of Flower Town. Friday, Knights loser, the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes.
Burns versus Malden.
The Burns Rebels are 31-1 against Malden. Some things don't change. Reggie Shaw's Johnny Rebs defend the Nixon Nuts against Sayre Neesmith's Longhorns. Beef, it's what's for supper in Dunkin' Donutsville. Friday, Knights loser, the Malden Mavericks.
Goose Creek versus Somerville.
It's tough to beat a team twice in the same season. It's Jason Winstead's black and gold killing machines ride Ian Rafferty's wild green surf to victory in Duck Ditch. Friday, Knights loser, the Somerville High Green Wave.
Dixie versus Great Falls.
DeMarcus Simon's flop-eyed demons crawl out of Happy Valley and head due west to swat Victor Lawless's green bugs in Abbeville County. Friday, Knights loser, the Dixie High Green Hornets.
Saluda versus Andrew Jackson.
Todd Shigley leads his old Hickory riflemen west to Saluda Shoals, and they get eaten by Stuart Young's striped jungle cats. Friday, Knights loser, the Andrew Jackson Volunteers.
Chester versus Belton Horneopath.
Victor Floyd's Big Red Storm blows all the fur off Russell Blackstone's two-town Bruins in Storm Central, USA. Friday, Knights loser, the Belton Honeypath Bears.
Spring Valley versus Nation Ford.
Rob Bacon's axe-wielding Vandals chop off the heads of Michael Allen's Blackbirds and bake them in a pie. Friday, Knights loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
AC Flora versus Indian Land.
Dustin Curtis's powder blue Raptors tear out the eyes of Adam Hastings' Catawba Renegades in the capital city Nest. Friday, Knights loser, the Indian Land Warriors.
Clover versus Ridgeview.
Brian Lane's Bluebirds sink their talons into Derek Howard's purple ponies and ride them to victory at War Memorial Stadium. War Eagle, Clover fans. Friday, Knights loser, the Ridgeview Blazers.
Gaffney versus Rock Hill.
Dan Jones' Broad River Braves cut out the hearts of Bubba Pittman's diamond-headed cats and bury them in the dark and bloody ground under the giant peach. Friday, Knights loser, the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Northwestern versus Boiling Springs.
Paige Wofford's purple and gold Warriors make Rick Tate's red clay hounds from the Bubbling Brooks play dead at historic District 3 Stadium. Friday, Knights loser, the Boiling Springs Bulldogs.
South Point versus Richmond Northeast.
Devontae Holloman's Big Red Chargers run over, through, and around Walt Wilson's feather cap sword swingers in a rout. Friday, Knights loser, the Richland Northeast Cavaliers.
York versus Irmo.
Aaron Brand's Mud Wasps get swatted by the paws of Dean Boyd's Silver and Black Mountain Lions in the White Rose City. Friday, Knights loser, the Irmo High Yellow Jackets.
Westwood versus Catawba Ridge.
Matt Quinn's Redbirds can't survive strike after strike after strike from Zach Lindeck's Redheaded Poisonous Snakes. Friday, night's loser, the Westwood Redhawks. That's all the time we have this week. Whether you're winner or loser, always remember to be a good sport wherever you are and take some time to attend a game in your area or listen to several on the OTS Sports Network. But always, be true to your school. Hey, J5V, after Friday night, 80 schools are going to be getting out the basketballs.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me, Gino.
Push it back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true.